Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanik.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're in the 5 o'clock hour already.
What?
Happened really quick. It's 5 o'clock.
Oh, really?
Yeah, did you know that? Feels like today's flying by.
I just said something to Mike.
It was really dumb.
Really dumb, yeah.
It was very
well.
Funny.
Actually, can I give you two things?
You can give me all the I was gonna say you can give me all the things you want, but
I'm gonna give
you can give me all the things you want.
I'm gonna give yeah, bet. Right. I'm gonna give you two things that add to the evidence bin that I am truly an idiot. One is that remember I told you I parked out back yesterday.
Oh, this was very funny.
So we have two parking lots. We have one in the front, one in the back. And I finally discovered that we fired enough people that there are enough parking spots in the back, which is beautiful, right on the
back. Banks. Yeah, the back's right on the river.
Yeah, it's gorgeous back there. And it's a nice little back door entrance. And it's just great. It's closer. And it's like, oh, man, that's perfect. I'm going to start parking back here. Well, I parked back there yesterday for the first time. And what happens? I leave the show, and I end up wandering the front of the parking lot looking for my damn car. And then I saw you. I was like, hey, I'm trying to figure out where I parked. And you were like, yeah, you parked in the back, you idiot. I'm like, oh, yeah. I can't get back in the door, so I got to walk around. And then we debated, you and I debated for a good 10 seconds.
Sure.
Which is the fastest way to go. And you claimed equidistant.
Yeah. And so I said, take the more scenic route.
Which I did.
I said, I go this way, you'll spend more time along the river.
And the second thing I said in the break, and this was a brain fart, which I've been known to have from time to time, my blonde moments that I am prone to. I said, I was listening to Mike's Sports Snort, and I said, hey, the Timbers are playing an MLS team tonight? And then I remembered, they're in the MLS.
I looked at you like, yeah.
But what is it? It's some cup of some
sort? Yeah, it's called the U.S. Open Cup.
And then Mike tried to explain the U.S. Open Cup to me, and I lost interest.
It's called the U.S. Open Cup?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're playing the Galaxy tonight. But for some reason...
It's just like, aren't there enough U.S. Opens?
For the very, very easy layman's way, every soccer league has cups that happen concurrently with the season, and this is what this is.
No, and I'm okay with it, but U.S. Open... It's not an original name. It's called the U.S. Cup. I'm fine with that. No, that's yachting or whatever it is.
But it's only sailing. U.S., right?
I mean,
I would hope.
It's an open cup. So, but yeah, it's just enough.
So anybody, you and I can US get a open. Soccer team together and go in.
Wait, can we really?
Well, yeah, it's open.
Let's do it.
The U.S. Open.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get a soccer team together.
We get the cup. Now, here's a good piece of parenting advice. We were talking about the fine line of stranger danger message to your children. And you want your children to be alert and aware and smart on their feet, you know, in certain situations where you can't be there. But also, you don't want your child to live in fear. And I've never wanted my kid to immediately look with skepticism upon strangers. As a matter of fact, I think it should be the opposite. It's like I want him to understand that everybody has a story, and you know. Not everybody's bad, and there are bad people, and you got to be aware of that. But at the same time, it's like, you know, get to know people, and that people, it's all about people.
Yep.
So there's that balance. Now, this guy texted in the Better You Today text line, 55305, and he said, look, I don't know about a catchy phrase like stranger danger, because we were talking about how it's now called tricky people.
Sure. And there was a suggestion that tricky people is come help me find my dog. You know, things like that, where it's the guys.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, who knows? I don't know what these guys or gals, well, it's mostly guys, tell these kids. But, you know, a lot of times you hear it's like They just bribe him with candy or something. But this guy has a good, I just think it's a good little snippet of parenting where he says, I don't know about a catchy phrase, but we tell our kids that if they don't know if something is okay, then don't do it until you talk to mom or dad.
Yep.
Because, you know, even a kid as young as, what was that kid in Aloha? Was four or something?
Yeah, three or four.
He may be going, I don't know about this.
I don't know. Yeah.
So that's good. And then he says, and we always tell them that there are some things that it's not okay for anybody to do. And yep. we all know what, you know, obviously yep. you can let your mind wander there. But he said one big one is when people say, keep this a secret.
Yeah.
He said, if somebody tells you that you have to keep a secret, then that's a warning sign and you need to tell us.
For sure.
That's good. I just think that's good, practical.
Yeah.
Not fear-based, but aware type of parenting.
Yeah.
So I applaud this man with the last three digits of his phone number, 307.
Well, and I appreciate it too, because like we were talking about with the sports parenting thing, my kids are, I've 2.5-year-old twin daughters, and yeah. we're not quite to that point where we're ready to be sports parents. So I'm trying to take all the advice that I can. Not ready. You know, we haven't gotten to the stranger danger talk because they're not really on their own at all at this point. Mm-hmm. But that's not far around the corner where they're going to get a little bit more freedom, and you keep giving yeah. a little bit more freedom, but you have to kind of.
Do you worry about them all the time?
No, I try not to. I mean, the nice thing is we're surrounded with, you know, people that we trust to help take care of them. You know, spend a lot of time with family, but, you know, they'll go and do sleepover at grandma's and all of this. But you can't worry about them all the time. You know, we're really lucky. Twins, you know, there's enough worry when, you know, with a twin pregnancy is a high-risk pregnancy. We're really lucky that everything went really smooth. They're really healthy kids. And no, I just don't.
Good for you.
That was one of the things that I worried about as a parent, is that I would worry all the time. And so far I'm happy that I have not.
I think that's horrible that when people, a lot of people can't help it.
Yeah.
But when you worry that much, I just think that would be so debilitating.
Well, it was funny. So we got a book. My wife ordered three books about, you know, raising multiples because neither of us expected twins. We have no twins in our family. Mm. It was totally out of the blue.
I'm so sorry.
And so, well, we got all these books and everything was that way. It's like, all right, you have twins. Here's all the things that are going to go wrong. It's like the pregnancy is going to be super hard. Here's why. That once you have them, they're probably going to be preemies. So that's going to be hard. And here's all the lists.
Were they?
No, they weren't. They weren't
preemies?
7 pounds, 1 ounce, and 6 pounds, 9 ounces.
So small, but.
They were bigger than my brother's two kids combined weights. And they're born 3 years apart. So. I mean, they're
in my face.
A lot of people have much smaller kids than that as single kids. So they're both born really big, really healthy. But we stopped reading those books because it was all warnings. And I think that my wife and I both got lucky because it was like, all right, here's all of the things that we have to worry about. And we just went, no, let's not do it. If something comes up, we'll tackle it head on. But if we take all this advice and start worrying now, this is going to be a miserable experience for us. And for the kids, and we don't want to do that. And then we did get lucky that everything went really, really well.
Great text before the Hot 5 at 5. Can Mitch Haniger borrow the U.S. Open Cup?
That is a fantastic
text. That's a great text.
It is.
So far, that's the text of the day.
I would agree. Do you have the T-shirt cannon ready to shoot at that guy?
No. Okay. We cut that from the budget, but good text.
The wheel of grab ass.
And if you don't know, Mitch Haniger has a, what do you call it, like a...
Exploded testicle.
Ruptured testicle.
Yeah. From playing baseball.
He fouled a ball into his own junk.
Yeah, did you see Max Scherzer was bunting and broke his nose? He bunted a ball off his nose and it broke.
Yes. Not the ball, his nose.
Yeah, his nose broke. And he's pitching today.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you also see that we talked about Sean Newcomb the
other day?
You can
pitch with a broken nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
And he is.
Sean Newcomb the other day, we said how he didn't have a concussion after the 102-mile-an-hour baseball bounced off his head and then into the net. Yeah, he's on the concussion protocol and he's not pitching. So, yeah, Sunday they're like, no, he's fine. And today they're like, never mind.
Yeah.
So we were wondering how he didn't get a concussion. Well, he did. But now, let's go to the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, darling, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
It's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frostbrewed Coors Light. Number five.
Hey, I want to throw in a little local news for you. The vaunted Linfield baseball program has a new coach. They hire former Oregon State pitching coach Dan Spencer. who is originally from Vancouver. Some of you may know Dan. He has most recently been the associate head coach, with Washington State, and he coached under Pat Casey during the Beavers' back-to-back titles. Stan Manley.
Great name.
It is a good name.
No, it's a great name.
Great name.
Stanley Manley.
Stan Manley.
Took over for longtime coach Scott Carnahan just 2 years ago, but Manley retired this past season, so Linfield needed a new coach, and they hired Dan Spencer, brought him back to the area. Linfield has 3 national titles in baseball.
So we did an interview with Art Lawrence, who founded the Oregon Brewers Festival. He was on one of those championship teams.
Played catcher. Love Art. Art's a big baseball guy.
Well, yeah, but he was a catcher for a national championship Linfield team.
He supports a lot of local baseball initiatives.
And beer.
He makes beer. Makes a good beer.
Very good.
Raccoon Lodge.
Number 4.
I don't think it's called the Raccoon Lodge anymore.
Oh, it isn't?
No, it's Cascade Brewing Barrel House.
Was it
a Raccoon Lodge. Yeah. It was, but they changed it. New sign, everything.
Former Oregon Duck Colt Lyerla is not doing well. It's a sad story. He's been arrested again and booked into the Lane County Jail down outside of Eugene. He's been charged with coercion, second-degree assault, felony strangulation, and menacing. This is all related to claims of domestic violence and heroin possession. Mm-hmm. He is deep, deep in it, and hopefully he can eventually get out of it. Brandon Peters was a 4-star quarterback recruit in the class of 2016 for Michigan football. But, of course, he's been replaced by Ole Miss transfer Shea Patterson. So today we learned that Brandon Peters is taking his
talents
to Illinois.
Yeah.
Or as some would call it.
Lovey Smith still coaching there?
Illinois. Lovey Smith is there, and he has got a great beard. He's going to Illinois. So. I don't know why I put that in there.
I saw it and I went, eh.
Yeah, I know you did.
I appreciate you bringing it up.
I'm starved for the college football talk, man. I need more college football.
Yeah, a month away from Pac-12 Media Day, though, huh?
We're making our plans to go down there today. Dominican prosecutors say David Ortiz was not the intended target in the shooting of him. Attorney General... bless America. Attorney General John Allen Rodriguez said in his news conference that Sixto David Fernandez, a friend of Ortiz's who shared a table with him that night at the Dial Bar and Lounge in the capital city of Santo Domingo, was the real target. Rodriguez added that a fugitive named Victor Hugo Gomez, whom he said is wanted by U.S. law enforcement, ordered the killing of Fernandez because of a longtime beef over supposedly providing information to the police about him.
Sixto? Like he has 6 toes?
I do like that name.
No, Sixto, like Sixto Lescano. You remember him?
No, I
don't. Old baseball player.
No.
Rodriguez said the gunman identified by police as Rolfi Ferreira Cruz was handed a photo of the intended victim, but the lighting made it look like Fernandez was wearing white pants, as Ortiz was that night, and he confused one for the other. So are we buying that?
No, there's a Sixto Rodriguez that was a
look up Sixto Lescano.
Lescano. I'll pull him
Sixto
up.
Sixto Lescano.
And there's a current Sixto in Major League Baseball as well.
Is there?
He got traded to the Marlins from the Phillies in the Real Muto trade.
Any chance they have 6 toes? Any of these 6 toes?
No.
There might be a chance.
Mike's on board with it.
Today's NBA rumor mill, the Rockets are looking to dump Chris Paul. Now reports that they'll be aggressive in trying to sign swingman Jimmy Butler. Also, there are reports that Houston and Boston have been in trade talks for Clint Capella. The Lakers are shopping all of their remaining players, not named LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Basically, they want to ship Kyle Kuzma and the other two bros, or the other 3 bros. They want to create cap space to sign a max player, so they're also looking to buy second-round picks because those guys are cheap labor. Chris Middleton opts out in Milwaukee, but he's expected to sign there long-term. Wizards are preparing to keep guard Bradley Beal. They want to offer him 3 years, $111 million, when he's eligible next month, and the Pelicans are reportedly hot after him. And number one is there is a definitive trade in the NBA today. Another team in the West gets better. First, the Lakers get Anthony Davis. Now the Utah Jazz have traded for point guard Mike Conley. Memphis, in return, gets Grayson Allen, Kyle Korver, Jay Crowder, the number 23 pick in tomorrow's draft, and a 2020 protected first-round pick. Conley will step into the Utah backcourt with Donovan Mitchell.
And he said he was going to the city of Utah.
City of Utah, yes. City He's going to love that city.
Care to guess Sixto Lizcano's career batting average?
240.
271.
Oh, better than I thought.
Yeah, but a lot of years.
Sixto Lizcano, I think, was like a middle infielder, maybe?
Right fielder.
Right. He was an outfielder.
Spent okay. The first 7 years with Milwaukee and then bounced around between St. Louis, San Diego, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh. Yeah, played for 11 years, 74 to 85.
There's your hot five, bros.
It's brought to you by Frost Brewed Coors Light. Ducks and Beavers fans, as you get ready for game day, make sure that you stop by and grab some Frost Brewed Coors Light, and please drink responsibly. All right, let's get into the ever-changing landscape of the NBA. Mike Conley is with the Utah Jazz. What does that mean for the Blazers? Are they still a force to be reckoned with in the West? We'll do that next, right here on Primetime. This is 1080 The Fan.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Luke Anderson in for Isaac Ropp. Isaac Ropp in for Big Suk. Mike Lynch will be playing the part of Mike Lynch today. The Utah Jazz are now the owners of, or the team of residence for Mike Conley. They made a trade. They got Jay Crowder, Kyle Korver, Grayson Allen, the 23rd overall pick, and some future picks to Memphis.
Just one future pick.
A future pick.
First rounder. Yeah, so they're dumping his salary. And Memphis is hitching their wagon to Ja Morant. They'll pick him number two and turn the keys over the franchise over to him, and then they have Jaren Jackson Jr. But I like this move for Utah. I think Mike Conley's really good. He's a low drama type of leader. Everybody in the league loves him. He fits Utah with that team, I think, very well. He's going to open things up for Donovan Mitchell, and he's a hell of a defender to go with an already really strong defensive team. I think it's a great move by Utah. Grayson Allen sucks. Kyle Korver's old. Jay Crowder's a loss, but they'll get over it, because they get the point guard that they want. And then the picks, whatever, 23 this year. I mean, we said it earlier, but Neil Olshey has said that this is the worst draft in 20 years. So what is the 23rd pick this year? And it's not much. And then they give up a protected pick for next year, but they get their point guard. And Utah is a factor in the West. We forget about them because we've been talking about the Lakers, and we've been talking about maybe Kawhi going to the Clippers. But the Utah's right there with Portland. And they were last year, and they're going to be this year.
Yeah, well, so that's the question is does that put Utah, in your mind, does it bump them ahead of where the Blazers are?
I don't know. I think that Utah and Portland and Denver all sort of go into the same pot, and I don't know that this trade changes that much. I think Utah is going to be better, but remember, the Blazers got to the West Finals. They didn't even have Nurkic, so they're going to get Nurkic back. So I think it's tough to say now. We'll have to see how it goes. But Utah has the potential to I think they have the potential to jump into one of the top three or four spots in the West for sure. But I still think there's the line of demarcation between like Portland and Denver, as we saw in the playoffs, isn't much. And Denver's younger. They're going to get better as they get more seasoned. And then I think Utah is in that category too. What I think that maybe this postseason showed was that we're at least I know I was over my skis a little too much on Oklahoma City being in that pool. I think that they have obviously high-end talent with Paul George and Russell Westbrook, but the Blazers dismantled them. They've got some dysfunction. I don't think Billy Donovan's that good. And so, and then I was reading today that where they're looking to unload Roberson. They're looking to unload Steven Adams. So they're making some changes too. So I don't know. I don't know what to do with them, really. High-end talent, but I just don't think they're in that same category as Denver, Utah, Portland.
Yeah.
And then you look at the top end, and it's just like it's unfinished. We don't know.
Lakers, no idea. Yeah. Rockets, no idea. Warriors, vague idea. I mean, they're still going to have Draymond Green. Yeah, well, Clippers
could get Kawhi.
Yeah, they could, and that would obviously vault them. But until they do, it's always hard to kind of throw them in that camp, because yesterday we talked about this a little bit. There's two teams for Kawhi. It's going back to Toronto, the team he just won a championship, or it's going back home. He's a San Diego kid, but going back home to the Southern California area and playing with the Clippers.
See, I think he's going to go to L.A., and I also think that him winning a championship in Toronto makes it easier for him to go to L.A.
Yeah.
I do. I think that him winning there is it makes it easier for him to go. He'll be less criticized for leaving.
Yeah,
he won the title.
I totally agree. But you just wonder the bonds that are formed. You know, we're talking about this with the Rockets yesterday too. You know, you have Chris Paul and James Harden hate each other now, right? They can't work together.
Did you see the video that has surfaced of them fighting on the sideline?
Yeah, I did, and.
Okay, but, so if you haven't seen it, Bleacher Report had it.
He goes to give him a fist bump.
It's called, they titled it, It All Makes Sense Now. It was on Twitter, so you maybe look for it that way. But there is somebody that filmed, and this was during the playoffs this year, they filmed an exchange between Harden and Paul on the Rocket sideline while D'Antoni's over there trying to draw something up. And it's intense. You can't quite tell what they're saying, but they obviously hate each other, and it's really funny to watch the faces of the other players, watch them fight, and then D'Antoni just sit there with basically his head buried, and it's like, I don't know what to do.
Chris Paul goes for the fist bump, and Harden smacks it away.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what I was saying yesterday is you wonder how much of that relationship, because you know the Yahoo article had mentions of resentment for Chris Paul being often hurt, for him trying to be a coach on the floor. You wonder if they beat the Warriors last year. They got to a game 7. Chris Paul is hurt for that game. The team misses a record, 27 three-point shots or whatever it was in that game 7. You wonder if they win that game, how cohesive that unit becomes. And now you have Kawhi Leonard, who's on the publicity tour, having just won the championship. You wonder if he forms strong enough bonds with the other players on that team going, all right, let's go back and try to do it again. That's the one thing that keeps him in Toronto. So that's
He goes back there. I don't know. I think that he'll go to LA. He's always said he wanted to go to LA. He's not been shy about saying what he would not play for the Spurs. And he wasn't shy about saying why. He's not been shy about saying that he wants to get back to LA. So I don't know. They could keep him, but just reading the tea leaves, it sure sounds like he wants to get back there and has always said as much. So, but the Lakers aren't in play. So then if the Clippers get him, you know, who do they surround? Because I think they have another max spot too.
Yeah.
So who do they surround him with? And they're instantly one of the top teams in the West. So it is, it's really wild right now in the West, but Utah made a good, solid move today. That's about as good as they could do, I think, adding a point guard, a really seasoned veteran point guard with playoff experience, good leader, good defender, right next to Donovan Mitchell.
Well, and here's the other thing that we didn't get into too much, and you just brought it up right there, but the defense for Utah. Utah was the number 2 defensive team in the NBA last year. So now you replace Ricky Rubio with Mike Conley.
Yep.
I mean, how much better does that make them on the defensive end? The number 1 defensive team was Milwaukee. Milwaukee had the best record in basketball, went to the Eastern Conference Finals. So you wonder how much better it makes them just having improved on the defensive end, and then not to mention the leadership and all the other things that Conley brings. But I think that'll be something, because you've already got the best rim protector in basketball in Rudy Gobert. Now you put one of the best defenders at the point position. And I know Mike brought it up that, you know, he's been hurt a little bit more, but he's only 32. You have a healthy season there. You have Donovan Mitchell, who gets freed up for a lot more on the offensive end. And, yeah, in Utah, I don't know. Right now, you kind of give them the edge, but you don't know what the Blazers have in store. If they can make any moves, it doesn't feel like it. But who knows? 25th pick overall.
I was just looking at what – I totally forgot what Utah did – in the playoffs, they lost to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Houston got them pretty easily, 4-1. I just don't remember that series this year. But before that, Utah had gotten out of the first round each of the last 2 years. So I think they're expecting, I think they're just sitting there going, look, the Warriors are going to have a bit of a weird year here. It's open.
Yeah.
And so why not us? You know, we need a point guard. Let's go make that move. And they did. And so I applaud them for taking that swinge as we want the Blazers to do. So let's see if the Blazers can do that as well. They're not quite as well equipped to because of their cap situation and their contracts and everything. But we'll see. Draft is tomorrow. Blazers always seem to do something something funky. Although I was talking to Jason Quick today, and I was just asking him, I'm like, you know, what's your sense on the draft and this and that? And he said, look, man, he goes, I know two things. He goes, I don't know much. He goes, I know two things. Neil O'Shea has said that this is the worst draft in 20 years. And the other thing I know is they didn't bring in anybody to work out who is rated any higher than 24th in this draft.
Yeah.
So what are they planning to do?
Yeah.
I have no idea. But
doesn't look like they're planning to move up.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's one of those where they'll be pouncing. But
we'll
find out tomorrow, I guess.
Who knows? One quarterback played last year with a broken back, and there's a wide receiver that is under suspension, but he's practicing with his team. Do you want to do a little NFL talk?
I love NFL. I can always do NFL. I do need to get in Corn Ferry news, and we do have some fun with sports audio.
Ooh.
Of the local variety.
Well, listen, we'll get to one, both, or all of those in the next segment. But we'll get to all of them before the end of the sports hour.
Wheels Scroat held a press conference.
Ooh. Well, then let's listen to Wheels Scroat. We'll do that next. First, yes. Mike with your Sports Center update.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back. Luke Anderson filling in. Isaac, though, has brought a couple stories to the table that he wants to get to. You have Corn Ferry news and you have fun with sports audio. Which one would you like to do first, my good man?
Oh, I thought we were... Well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not ready for that.
Woo!
Hold on. I was just looking at baseball tonight. And it's Mike Trout has hit two more home runs.
He's very good at baseball.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And he's driven in six runs, just so you know.
He had a really bad week last week, God. And he dipped to just barely better than everybody else in baseball. And it was so funny because somebody...
He's so good.
I can't remember who wrote the article. I wish I had his name at the tip of my tongue, but I do not. But somebody wrote an article going, here's this week in Mike Trout. It was like he had a down week by Mike Trout standards, but he's still better than everybody else in baseball and just goes through the numbers. You just kind of go,
oh, we got a little breaking news, by the way.
Mm. What? Now, look at all the things that we have from so many different angles.
Just very quickly, this is from Shams. It's not
Shamsy.
It's not important breaking news, but it is breaking news.
It's not important, but Space you guys shut up.
Space Jam 2, starring LeBron James, is expected to feature key roles for Damian Lillard, Anthony Davis, Klay Thompson, Diana Taurasi, and a couple other WNBA players. But Damian Lillard going to be in Space Jam 2, heavily featured.
How about that?
That's pretty cool.
You excited about that?
Yeah.
I
will never watch that.
Yeah.
Ever.
But Space Jam was like one of my favorite movies growing up. I had seen that on release night.
How many times have you watched Space Jam in your life, Mike?
50.
What?
Yikes.
I own the VHS of it. I would watch it all the time.
Okay.
How about you? How many times did you watch the original Space Jam?
Maybe once.
Yeah, I watched.
I don't even remember it.
I watched it once for sure. I remember Bill Murray.
Yeah,
I don't know if I watched it more than once because he wore the stupid umbrella hat. Well, you know.
Yeah.
You can recite it from beginning to end. Yes, he's definitely. Space Jam.
That was just not a thing for me. I mean, I remember its popularity and everything, but I don't know.
I think it very, very strictly fit a small generation of people, and I am squarely in the middle of that generation of people.
Fair enough.
Because I think it came out when I was 8 years old. So
this is a big deal that it's coming out again?
Well, I just think it's cool that Damian Lillard's in it. I'm sure Space Jam 2 is going to suck because, it's a sequel.
So are you going to go watch it?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe twice.
I will.
Excuse me.
I will. Did you just hiccup?
Yeah, I did.
I will not. I doubt I'll ever see it. But anyway, the Corn Ferry news is very simple. It is that, I don't know if you saw this, but you know the web.com tour?
I'm aware of it, yeah. The beautiful stop right here at Pumpkin Ridge.
The Portland Open. The web.com tour is like the PGA Tour's minor league feeder system, you know?
Yeah, it's like the MLS is to real soccer.
They come out here every August, and this year I think they moved it up a little bit. I think their tournament I just saw is like August 8th through 11th out at Pumpkin Ridge. It's a fun deal. And those guys, I mean, can freaking play.
Yeah. Well, they give away 25 tour cards. So if you've never been to that event, it's really a good time.
It is.
They put on a great
event.
It's
awesome.
But it's cool because you have the players, you know, have something tangible right in front of them. And there was a guy that I can't remember his name, but he was one shot away from getting his card. but he thought he was two shot, so he thought he needed to get an eagle. So he makes a very, or maybe a birdie, but he makes a very aggressive play at 18.
Yeah.
And then found out afterwards that he only needed the par or whatever.
That was a couple of years ago. It was 3 years ago now. And that guy, by the way, I can't remember his name either, but I can picture him. And he is now on the PGA Tour. And by the way, I think he even won a tour event this year. And I can't remember his name. I'm going to look it up. But so don't feel bad for this guy. But that story goes that he was standing on the 18th tee at Pumpkin Ridge. And they try to track it and tell these guys, hey, here's what you need to do if you want to make the top 25, meaning you get your PGA Tour card. Huge moment. One hole.
Yep.
And they said, you need to eagle this hole. 18's a par five on that course. Yep. He got up there in three shots. So he had a birdie putt. And I was there. I remember, I was standing right there. And I remember them saying, well, I don't remember them saying it at this time, but I remember the flap right after. And it turns out that birdie putt that he was standing over, it was like probably about 10 feet. It wasn't long. I mean, he had a good chance at birdie. But he didn't. He just kind of rushed it and didn't care about it
because he thought he had
thought he had to make an eagle. Well, it turns out they told him after the fact that he only needed to make birdie, and if he would have made that putt, he would have made the tour. Yeah. Unbelievable! It was a big deal at the time.
Sure.
And they screwed it up, and he was pissed about it. But he is. It's gone on to be that he's made the tour, and he's like making a lot of money, and he's really good, and so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But that was a pretty wild story, and it was Keith Mitchell. Yeah. So the story is that web.com is no longer the sponsor of that tour. They changed the name today to the Korn Ferry Tour.
Yeah.
And I wish I was kidding, but I'm not. It's the Korn Ferry Tour.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what Korn Ferry is, but good hell.
So
that is a terrible sponsorship.
Korn Ferry is a global organizational consulting firm. We work with our clients to design their organizational structure, roles, and responsibilities. We help them hire the right people and advise them on how to reward, develop, and motivate their workforce. And we help professionals navigate and advance their careers. Learn more by clicking here.
I've never heard of them.
Well, now you have. That's why they're advertising.
That's right. I guess it is effective.
You now know at least the first few words of that before you fell asleep.
Korn Ferry Tour.
Yeah. Global organizational... And I guess
that's one of those things that they change and everybody's just kind of got to deal with it and pretend like it's, it's kind of, you just got to go with it.
And they ripped off the Roger Federer logo. As their logo. Doesn't look like Roger Federer's.
I haven't seen the logo.
Oh yeah. It's like the shadowed K.
It's like the 1-800 Ask Gary Amphitheater in Tampa. That's a real thing.
Smoothie King Arena.
Yeah, although I don't mind that one. The KFC Yum Center actually is kind of growing on me. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, the only bad moment with that was the KFC Yum Center is where they held the Muhammad Ali memorial service. So that was like, okay, let's not use KFC Yum.
Interesting.
And
then the other one I was looking at, I didn't know this was the thing, but somebody was they saw this Korn Ferry Tour now.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, what is the worst sponsorship in all of sports in terms of just not a very good fit, the name? And they brought up the SpongeBob SquarePants 400. Did you know that was a race? That's a real thing in NASCAR.
Wow.
Or maybe not NASCAR, but it's like one of those series under.
Yeah.
Like SpongeBob SquarePants 400 out in Kansas.
Yeah, but if you're in the second tier of sports, so this is like –
look, it's a bad name.
Yes, no, I'm with
you. And we're all just going to have to pretend like it's not.
Well, but if this were the Pro Tour, the FedEx Tour.
No way they'd do it.
Yeah, they wouldn't do it. But it's like minor league baseball is allowed to have, the trash pandas or whatever as their mascot.
Right.
But a major league baseball team could not. You know what I mean? Like you get a little bit more room. Like you go, oh, it's a NASCAR event. No, it's not. It's right below it. You can put SpongeBob on the one just below it. And on a minor league baseball team, you can have a silly name.
You're not wrong.
A ridiculous uniform. So that's what this is.
You're not wrong. Yeah. By the way, Keith Mitchell won the Honda Classic this year.
Well, there you go.
So it all worked out. But I may, and now this is going to be controversial because we are partners with the Korn Ferry Tour.
Yes.
But I may just continue to call it web.com.
The Yeah, but people said that about the Rose Garden. We all came around to Moda Center. You will.
Well,
eventually...
but Moda Center's not a that Moda Center's not a bad name. Moda. We've debated this before. Moda Center, even though it's a sponsorship, and the Rose Garden is a great name.
Great name.
But Moda Center works. Yeah. It just, even though it's a sponsorship, like T-Mobile Park doesn't work. Like Safeco did. T-Mobile doesn't. It's just it's all in the kind of the flow of the name.
Yeah. T-Mobile Park's fine to me. I mean, because Safeco's an insurance company. It's like, who cares? It's like,
but Safeco, that's what I'm saying. It's the flow. Safeco Field sounds good. Moda Center, fine. Corn Ferry Tour and T-Mobile Park,
Yeah, T-Mobile Park, not as bad as Corn Ferry Tour.
So get your Corn Ferry Tour tickets.
Well, but here's the other thing is with it having a silly name, do more people talk about it?
Maybe.
Corn Ferry Tour?
Well, it is good pub.
That's what I'm saying. So it's kind of works.
But man. They must be paying a lot of money.
All right, we have fun with sports audio.
Yeah, I thought you wanted to talk about the NFL, man.
We can talk about the NFL tomorrow.
I have hot NFL takes.
I'll tell you what, there's no NFL games tomorrow.
No.
So we're together tomorrow. We're going to do NBA draft, but we can do.
You're coming back in here again?
No. Yes. Maybe?
Oh, no. Yeah, we got the draft show.
I don't know.
We're not going to tell me that, like, oh, yeah, sorry. After the show, I was going to tell you.
No, so the we can wait on NFL because we need to get this audio in. Mike said he laughed hard, and it's hard to make Mike laugh.
Hard.
Mike doesn't think a lot of stuff is funny, but he thinks this is funny.
Well, then it's
so
definitely
so
worth...
listen, it's like Mikey likes it, you know.
That seems
like cereal.
That seems like a perfect transition into the club hour and NFL talk. Let's be honest. That can go sideways real quick. We can end up doing 3 hours on
you know,
NFL.
We really could. That's a good point.
So, yeah. So, let's not try to squeeze in NFL. I'll save what I have on the NFL till tomorrow. It's nothing urgent. It's not pressing. Like I said, there's not a game tonight that will be affected your viewing experience because the NFL is not until August.
Yeah. And let me state for the record, I just need to state this on the air. I will be – well, actually, I might be out of town. But if I'm not out of town, I will be at the Corn Ferry Tour Portland Open.
I am out of town.
I don't care that the name has changed. I will be there.
Yeah.
And you should too.
It's a great
it's event. Awesome.
It's a great event.
Okay.
And will they have corn fairies there?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll have to go to find out.
Anyway. moving on.
Fun with sports audio next primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
One last segment before we get into the club hour. Luke Anderson filling in while Big Zook is away. But we have to get to fun with audio before we get into the club hour. What do you have for the old club on your list there?
Yeah, let me scroll down here. I've got massive quantities of sports notes I must scroll through before I get down there. So.
Sure. Hold I've got on, massive please. Quantities of balloon waste news.
Oh, what?
For the club hour.
Balloon waste?
Balloon, yeah.
Like hot air balloon?
No, balloon. Balloons turn into garbage. Balloons float up in the sky. We go, oh, you lost your balloon. Well, they come down somewhere, and I can tell you where.
Hey, I'd like to talk about the Norwegian island that wants to do away with time. I find that fascinating.
Like that.
Have you read about that story?
No.
And then if your wife dies, would you want a sex doll replica of her? And that's a serious question.
I don't know. I'll think about it.
I know. I'm sorry. I caught you off guard with that, but
no,
that's
no.
The club.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's your club. We'll do that next. But you've got.
Hell no.
Oh, Mike. Is that you, Mike?
Yep. What, Mike?
Why not?
That was me pressing the button. Yeah.
Your beautiful, lovely wife.
Do you have to answer that question differently if your wife is around?
Yes, of course.
That's
a tricky one, though.
Yeah.
To me, that is it has nothing to do with my wife or not. It's weird.
How does your wife want you to answer that?
Yeah, it's a minefield.
Yeah.
I think she would be like.
So if you're at a sophisticated dinner party and that question comes up and you're standing next to your spouse, how do you answer it?
Well, that's later.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm just framing the question.
This is a MMA bro, local guy. Is it Chael Sonnen?
Chael Sonnen. Yes.
Legend around here, right?
He's retired. Yes. Didn't he just get beat up and
he was
retire?
Former good dude of the week.
Oh, really?
Neat.
Yeah, do you remember that bit? That was Josh Wilcox.
Yeah, that was Wilcox.
I am a reigning good dude of the week.
Are you the last good dude of the week?
I don't know about last, but I said reigning. I am. Yeah. I am a former
good dude of the week.
1080 The Fan, Josh Wilcox, good dude of the week. I even have a T-shirt.
Ah,
but and then I think I even got some extra T-shirts because, well, you didn't need them anymore.
I want to be a good dude of the week.
So anyway, Chael Sonnen, I don't know why he did this. I have no clue. I don't know much about him other than he's a professional MMA fighter.
And he's a talking head. He's a UFC talking head guy.
Oh, he is. Okay.
Local guy. And I think the most recent thing I've seen on him is he just got his head punched in, and now he's retired from fighting.
Oh, he's done. Okay.
Yeah, but he's also a personality around UFC. That's about all I know him of him. And then some guy my brother used to work with knew him.
Good personality.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why he made this, but it's fantastic. And it made Mike laugh, and that's all you need to know. Here is Chael Sonnen.
Well, I don't know that I'm a self-proclaimed gangster. I'm from the mean streets of West Lynn, Oregon. And I've seen things and been through things that somebody like you and your little pearly loft couldn't even relate to. And if you're asking me to share stories with you that are frankly none of your business, maybe I'll give you a couple and maybe you'll take a little smug look off your face. But I can date back to when I was 11 years old. I'm minding my own business and I'm in a park. This guy, stranger to me, takes a piece of gum out of his pocket, he puts his mouth, and he just throws the wrapper on the ground. He publicly litters. He just publicly litters. And I saw that. I had to see these things at a young age. Sure, somebody came along, somebody picked it up, somebody threw it in the trash can. But for the few moments where that sat on the ground and the law was violated right here in my neighborhood, what about the time I'm on the sidewalk and I watch a guy cross the street and he's not even within the lines? He's publicly jaywalking. There was a police officer standing right there. He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. We have chaos. We have anarchy at times in West Lynn. You know, you look at me. There was years where my father didn't even make $100,000. Or barely made $100,000. And sure, we had a maid, but she only came twice a week. What do you think happened the other 5 days? You think those dishes washed themselves? You think those clothes got themselves in the hamper? My neighbors were twins. They got a Mercedes for their birthday, but just one. They had to share that car. They had to share that car. Who gets to drive today? I had to see these things. You ask me about being a gangster. You think I'm scared to go to Brazil? You haven't seen the things I've seen. You haven't been down that way. You haven't been to the mean streets of West Lynn, Oregon.
Yeah, so there you go. That's Chael Sonnen. And I think that's fantastic. You don't seem too amused. Mike, by the way, cannot stop laughing over
that. No, he cannot.
He loves it.
I'm a little more amused with Mike's
that is
love for that.
So funny. Well, my favorite line is, my dad barely made $100,000 in a year.
No, he said, I think he said never made $100,000.
No, he said sometimes he did, or sometimes barely. There were years where you didn't make $100,000.
It's good times. I mean, we've all been to West Lynn.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful, thriving community.
It's tough down there.
Yeah, it's a rough life.
You know?
Rough life. Yeah, amusing. No idea why he put that together. Is that just him?
I don't either. I don't know why. And somebody said the clip is old. I don't know. It was making the rounds today, and I thought it.
It was posted a couple days ago on the ESPN MMA Twitter. So,
yeah, I don't know what he's. I don't know what he's up to, but I like a cut of Chael Sonnen's jib with that kind of sense of humor. By the way, he's my age, 42.
Jeez.
Bet he could kick my ass.
Yeah, I would guess so. If he just fought guys like you and me, he wouldn't have to retire.
He
from
fought
fighting.
Tito Ortiz. Oh, why am I looking at this? Anyway, we wanted to bring you that audio.
Because he amused you. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Not sure what to do with that. We could have done a little NFL stories, but.
I'm sorry to piss you off, Luke.
No,
it's now it's getting awkward. I thought it was good.
Yeah, it's okay.
Mike liked it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what to do. I've never been this uncomfortable on the show in my life.
Well, that kind of amuses me. That amuses me far more than the.
I like sports. Ask me about baseball.
Okay, tell me something interesting about baseball. Right now, the Mariners are winning 8-2. We both just look up. Top of 7. Mariners up 8-2 over the Kansas City Royals.
Mm-hmm. I think the Mariners are going to blow this. That's my hot take.
Yeah, that's not that hot of a take.
Because my Royals looking for the sweep.
Look at how beautiful T-Mobile Park is. That sign is significantly smaller than the Safeco sign was, though.
And the whole pink thing is stupid, too.
Yeah.
It's just dumb. The whole thing's dumb. Doesn't work. By the way, being chastised by the Corn Fairy people already.
Oh, the Corn Fairy, not the yeah. UFC people, the Corn Fairy people.
Yeah, because I was talking about the Corn Fairy tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think even folks at the web.com tour or with the Portland Open, even they were like, whoa, what? What's our new name?
Yeah.
But really, we should just call it the Winco Foods Portland Open. None of that changes. It's about Winco Foods.
That's very true.
The local sponsor.
But it is
on the Corn Fairy tour.
According to the text line, Luke is a fun sponge. Does that mean I suck the fun out of the room?
Yes. That you did do that, and it was awkward, but that's okay. We've gotten past it.
Yeah, well.
It's not our finest segment, but it's okay.
Yeah.
It happens.
Well, it was.
And I do blame you, but that's okay too.
That works.
I've had my share of.
I blame you. Here's audio connected to nothing.
Yeah.
And nowhere to go after it unless you find it amusing. And it was okay.
No, there's places to go, but you didn't go there.
Well, but neither did you. You're supposed to take.
You're right. There's probably nowhere to go with that, but it was great. Look at Mike.
Listen, we can't always be perfect. We've had.
Who's winning? What is occurring?
We've had a good little run, but you know, now it's over. Now it's over, and I won't be back for the club, and I won't be back tomorrow. And hope you guys enjoyed it while I was here, but there'll probably be some sort of fight in the break. And when
I don't want to fight. I'm not a fighter, but you know, look.
Yeah, a little verbal sparring.
This is a good test for us. We'll see if we can recover.
Whew.
We're down 21-0.
Sure hope so.
You got a good arm?
We will do our best to recover.
I have some good plays.
In the club hour. Listen, Statue of Liberty plays coming out in the club hour.
But if we turn it over again, we're in a lot of
trouble.
I would agree. All right. Well, we'll do what we can. We'll try to salvage our relationship in the club. We do it next right here on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.